welcome to a brand new episode of the Kinda Cool Podcast. I'm your host, Jamin. With me, as always, is...
Megan.
So on this podcast, we just kind of chat. My goal for this podcast was to bring on smaller creators and chat with them about YouTube and the grind that people go on and people suffer through trying to break out in the YouTube game as far as like views and subscribers and all of that. But as you know, that has not gone well. I didn't anticipate how hard it would be to get people to just talk with me for an hour.
Maybe just nobody likes you.
Maybe I'm just a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
I don't want to be a murderer. Double barrel
buckshot.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I know. It's a Beck song.
Baby, I'm aware. I was just making a joke.
Oh. You know about Beck?
I don't know about Beck, but I know the song.
Okay.
And I was just making a joke. But apparently it was not funny, so moving on.
It was funny to me.
You did not laugh? You said, hey, you are so stupid. It's a song.
Oh, gotcha. I had to mansplain you because that's all our relationship is me mansplaining stuff to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's nobody wants to come on the podcast. I've literally asked 30 people or so. Some people message me back. Some people just don't. People that I've like been messaging people that have like one subscriber and shit. Not really, but basically they have the equivalent of like one subscriber. I'm like, hey, you know, you want to just come on a podcast and chat, you know, it could be mutually beneficial to literally both of us or literally no one because, you know, maybe one day there'll be people that want to listen to this. But right now it's just, you know, that I have some subscribers, but it's just about breaking through, I guess. So anyways, that's the goal. That was the goal of this podcast when I started it. And so far, that hasn't happened very much. We had like 10 episodes there whenever we had guests. I had Marshall, I had Cross, I had
Justin.
Yeah, I had Tanner. He had his doing his beats stuff. I looked up his SoundCloud recently. And I was listening to some of the music, and I was like, some of this is good stuff, and it's all that he made. Well,
just kidding.
Well, what
Love
I meant
you,
to say...
Tanner. What this I meant, is the Tanner I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I meant to say was some of it is like usable stuff that I could probably put in videos of my own. And I'm like, hey, that'd be cool to like have these as intro songs or like outro songs or stuff like that. So I'm going to like reach out to him and be like, dude... I'm going to use some of your music in my videos. And he'll be like, okay. I mean, why would he say no to that? Why would he try to hide his music that he made?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Up to him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Literally, I could probably just use it. What's he going to do? Like, he's going to try to sue me. That'd be funny. Copyright claim my video. No. Haha.
Copyright your best friend.
Yep. So that's how this has been going. Maybe I'll try to focus on changing this to a different type of podcast. Megan's always my guest. She's always so nice to come talk to me. Maybe we could just make it a couples podcast. I have to think of a new idea to do. Like, I don't want to just do, I guess you could do news or something like that, but We don't really talk about news.
I thought
news.
You were going somewhere else.
What do you mean?
You said you had mentioned that it was a couples podcast. You might change it to a couples podcast, and you were like, "We could do news." I thought you were just talking about nudes.
We're gonna do nudes. This is an audio only podcast. How's that gonna work? I'm gonna describe Megan's nudes to you.
I don't have any nudes, I don't know, like flash them up on the screen as we talk.
The nudes?
Different nudes. I don't know.
All right. I think we'd get more clicks that way.
No, we're not doing that.
I'd probably get more clicks, though.
Do your own nudes. Don't do mine.
All right, everybody, nudes coming soon. Yeah, like news, but we don't really talk about news.
I don't know anything about the news, so
we only talk about like the big main stories, COVID. You know, what else is there besides COVID? I guess election, that's over. There's no news. There was aliens recently. Did you see that?
No.
There was something that said Israeli former minister confirms that space whatever minister that UFOs have made contact, but they say they're not ready to reveal themselves or some shit. And so it's like, well, they reached out to us, but they're like, nah, you ain't ready for us, and they just peaced out. And so that was big news like last week, and I'm like,
cool, aliens.
Yeah, aliens. Do you want to meet aliens?
No.
There's already weird enough people on Earth.
For real, like, I don't want to see Kevin down the street.
Right. So why would we want to see alien Kevin? The alien version of Kevin.
Yeah. I already think of, like, drug dealers and druggies and those type of people. They're already aliens to me. So, that sounds really mean. They're still people. They're still people.
Okay.
Just, I mean, I don't necessarily want to hang out with them.
Just like aliens. Aliens. They're not people.
Aliens.
But I don't
want to. Equivalent to drugs.
Drugs? The druggies.
No.
People that do heroin.
Okay.
You're an alien.
Let's move on.
Why?
Because people are going to think I'm mean and I'm not mean.
It's all right. I started it saying that there's enough weird people on Earth, but I didn't go to druggies at first. I was thinking of like flat Earth people and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, and I was thinking more of like, you know, did you know who was the weirdest kid you knew growing up? You don't have to say their name, but
oh,
you're gonna
out
just,
them.
Yeah.
Let's see, weirdest. There's this girl I knew, and she was in school with me from the moment I started. Not the moment, but I remember her in second grade. That's the youngest I remember having her in my class. But every now and again, she'd show up in my class, and I'm a nice person, but she was the ugliest person I've ever seen. And she was very smelly.
Okay.
But like not poor people smelly, just like smelly.
What do you mean?
Like she doesn't like shower type smelly.
Not that type or that type?
She is that type.
So how is that different than poor?
Because she wasn't poor. She was just smelly.
She didn't shower?
It smelled like she didn't. She probably did. But she's just, she was...
Oh, okay. Megan gestured.
No, I didn't.
Out with her hands wide, like this girl was big. She went way out, like sumo wrestler size. She didn't just go like, like a tiny bit.
Well,
I don't know.
Like
that's how you gesture, I guess.
Well, she was.
She was sumo wrestler size.
She was big.
Why was she weird? You're just fat shaming this girl. No, and smell shaming.
She just said weird
crap. I didn't tell you to describe the person, like what they looked like. I just told you just to tell me about their weirdness.
She was weird.
Okay.
She was weird. She said weird things. She was always licking things.
Licking things?
Yeah.
Like what? You? Like,
no.
She ever licked you?
No, but she like licked a shoe one time. I remember that.
The bottom of it?
Yes.
Okay, that's gross. And I was going to say, if you just licked the
also, the shoe like, strings, that's the not inside. That gross. Where the foot goes.
Yeah, she licked that.
And yeah, and there's like foot fungus in there probably. Because it was her own shoe.
Yeah.
She's smelly.
And she had foot fungus girl probably too?
Probably. If anybody had foot fungus, she did.
I never even seen foot fungus, I don't think.
Well, me either, but.
Like, I'm just saying, you know, I know it's a real thing, but it's like, I've never.
Yeah, foot fungus is just the go-to foot insult.
Yeah, you're right.
But she was just gross, and I thought she was like a weird religious person for a really long time because she like didn't cut her hair for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then she started cutting it. So.
Oh, so she had super long hair too.
Yeah, she had super long hair that like touched the fucking floor.
Whoa.
And she never cut it, never. And then we get to like sixth grade. She's in my damn class again. She's been in my class more than that, but she was like in my class like every other year, pretty much.
Right, every year that you had to have, you know, the special class, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then when I started switching classes, when I got older, she started being in more of them.
Did you always sit by her?
No, I never sat by her.
Why not?
She wasn't my friend.
Oh, why not?
I didn't like her. Because I was mean.
Oh.
And I thought she was weird.
Oh.
Were you a mean kid?
Me? No, I was a sweetheart. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
I didn't become an asshole till like I got 25.
But like... I was a mean kid, and I'm nice.
Well, that's because you had, like, peer pressure, and you were surrounded with, like, bad influences on you.
Yeah, I was really, really, I was the quiet kid. I cried every day until first grade. So I was the crier until then.
So then when did you get mean?
It was really third grade. I wanted to sound cooler.
You cried till third grade?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every day?
Every day.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
There's no way.
Ask my mother. That's why I went to T1. They said I was emotionally unstable.
Yeah, that's not good, babe.
Well, I'm aware, but I missed my mom.
You crybaby.
I was a crybaby. Still am, actually. But,
Yeah, she still cries for her mom sometimes.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
If she gets real sad, she does.
Anyway.
I'm just kidding. I was trying to cut her deep as a joke.
Anyway.
You got real defensive, though, real quick.
No, I'm not. I don't do that. Anyway. So I was the crier up until, like, third grade.
I want to hear about the mean stuff. You said you're mean? Oh, yeah. I know a little bit of the mean stuff you did. But besides that one story that we won't say because I'm sure I've already heard it. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't really mean. That's the meanest thing I ever did.
Right.
Megan
started a rumor about this girl. She gave her a nickname, basically, right?
Yeah.
So, and it was Megan's idea, and then it kind of went too far. I mean, it was not her fault. It's one of those things where you go into...
And then, listen, this is the bad, this is the worst part. She went to the principal about it because she was upset that we were calling her that name and spreading it around the school. And then... We all came together and teamed up against her and got her in trouble instead.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. Because she didn't even do anything.
That's the worst part, right?
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Because for some reason, this always was dumb to me in school. The more people that said, like, this is the whole why eyewitness reports are bullshit. Like... And I watch a lot of the true crime documentaries and stuff. But in school, no matter what you did or what happened, the more people that said this thing happened, that means that's the truth and that's what happened. Yeah. Like principals and the teachers don't have time to fuck around with figuring out who done it. So it's like if these two kids say that this kid did it and then he says, I didn't do it. Well, these two kids say you did. So you fucking did it and you're in trouble.
You know, I'm pretty guilty about that too.
Yeah. Well, you should stop doing that. Because just because two kids say the same thing does not, or three or four even, does not mean that they all, that really happened. They could just be making shit up.
Yeah, but sometimes it does, especially if they have the same exact story.
Right. Well, that's a different thing. If you can, if they're separated at first, if they're not all together.
Yeah, we all had the same exact story. We came up with it together, what we were going to say.
Before you got there. See, that's the thing. You can't go in there, like, you can't. That's the part. You have to catch them before, like, right as soon as this starts happening, you have to go to everybody and talk to them separately.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have them all together. Don't bring people in all together. That's where you mess up. You got to separate your witnesses.
Yeah.
See, I know I should be a principal or a detective, but I'm not qualified, and I don't have the drive to put in the work to do that bullshit. I just want people to give me the job. Just give me the job right now, I'll do it. But I don't want to work for it. Laziness. Got too much shit, other shit going on.
Yeah, that's the meanest thing I've ever done. And really, I haven't done anything super mean to anybody else. That's the only super mean thing I think I've ever done in my life. And honestly, I don't think that if you went around and asked my high school peers if they thought I was a mean kid, I don't think that they would say yes. I think that most of them would probably say no. Because I really think that she's the only girl that I was actually actively mean to. Because even that one weirdo girl that I was telling you about earlier, mm-hmm. never bullied her. I never bullied her. I was always nice to her. I mean, I didn't want to hang out with her. But if she talked to me, at least I talked back. I wasn't one of those people that just turned and walked away from her.
Right, or just walked past and just like, yeah, yeah. whatever. I've seen people do that and just completely ignore people. Yeah.
See, I wasn't like that. And I really would like to think that people thought of me as a kind person. Because I think that I was, except for that one chick. And that was mainly just because all of my friends were super into making fun of her. And so I got peer pressured into it. But you're right, I did come up with the name, so...
Mm-hmm. And that just kind of, it's like a snowball effect. It just keeps going. Like, it's bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're part of it. So that's just kind of a bad luck situation. Yeah, I think people would say, I know they would say I was too nice. Do you hate that when people say you're too nice? You're too nice. And I'm like, all right, well, is there such a thing as too nice? But looking back, yeah, I was like too nice of a guy to everybody. I could have been more mean or more like stern. Not mean, because whatever. I could have been more stern. But let me tell you about my weird kid. Ready?
Yeah.
Clear my throat and get ready for this. So, I knew a lot of weird kids. And I liked the weird
Why
kids.
Why, were you a weird kid?
Yeah, pretty much. I was a weird kid, but... Think about this. I grew up in Cottonwood School, which is a super small school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's out there way in the country, like even more country than Colgate. So these people that live in Cottonwood have been there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And their children just are sheltered, but they're in this country place where the only interaction you have is your family, which are weird old country people. And then you have your school with... you know, the other weirdos that are around there. So there was a lot of cool people, a lot of cool kids in Cottonwood, don't get me wrong. But a lot of the people that lived there, like mm-hmm. you, that lived in Cottonwood, they were the weirdos. So, you know, they were walking to school and all that stuff. We drove from Colgate or wherever we lived to Cottonwood. We weren't living around there. So the people that lived there, they're walking to school, those were the weird kids. And I'm sorry if you hear this, any of you guys, or you knew you weird kids, but whatever.
You're going to stop watching your podcast.
Oh, yeah. They will. So one of them, I got pretty, like, I was cool with everyone, friends with everyone for the most part. And I was probably one of the only people that would hang out with everybody. Even though, like, just for whatever reason, like, sometimes we talk and they say, hey, you should come check this stuff out or whatever. And I was like, all right, I'll come check this stuff out. So we go to this, I think me and my brother go to this guy's house who we go to school with, and he's weird. Mm-hmm. He has, like, a bit of a speech thing going on, like, aww, not a stutter.
That poor guy.
Right, not a stutter, but, like, a very awkward... way he talks is very awkward, and he can't like look at you very, very, very well, or like he can't like maintain eye contact with you for super long time. But he was one of those super into anime kids like early on. So we go into his house and his room. He has like samurai swords, like legit real samurai swords, real legit throwing stars, and like all these knives, like, you know, them crazy, like weird curved knives that have like all those weird curves and designs, and they have, like, blades everywhere. Think of that. Think of, like, the craziest blade that you can think of. Like a merchandise showroom blade, you know. Had them all in his room.
Hmm.
And I knew then that this kid was, like, had something going on with him. You know what I mean? And then because I always thought we just talked about, like, anime stuff. We talked about, like, I guess like fighting, like people that would fight and stuff like that. We talked about action movies, stuff like that. And so I never really assumed too much about it until I went to his house and saw his freaking Blades collection is what he called it.
Blades collection.
Lord. Right. And then I was like, this guy is...
super nerd.
Yeah. And then other stuff. And he was kind of mean too.
Damn, you can't be a nerd and mean.
Like not a bully or anything, but like he would, like, and not to me or my brother or anybody, but like his friends, like his closer friends and his family, he was like mean to them. And like, he thought it was funny. Like he would playfully punch them or like, but like, and kick them and stuff.
He got bullied. And so then he was just taking the bulliness out on his family, thinking it was funny that the bullies thought it was funny that they were beating him up. So now he thinks it's funny to beat up his family.
Maybe. Yeah. But he had like a lot of things going on in his life. But there was a time where I thought, now looking back, I think this guy just in one push or one, like in a bigger school, he would have been like a school shooter type of guy. So that was like, in my head, I realized that years later. And I was like, my goodness, this was a weird experience for me. And I don't know if it's the same kid, but I think later on, like, not too long after that, like after I'd graduated eighth grade, because it was only an eighth grade school, he had like a hit list or something.
Holy crap.
That was found at school in like one of his notebooks or something like that.
They found one of those at our school once too.
Yeah.
Were you on it?
I don't know. They didn't release information.
But there were no rumors?
Well, it happened when I was out of school. Jaden was still in school, I think. Oh. But I was already graduated. So he was like 2 years younger than me or something. He was more in like Jaden's class. But, you know, he was like, talked to me and would be like, dude, you got to come to my house. You got to blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right. Yeah, like, cool, whatever. We'll come see her. Come hang out or whatever for a day. So that was probably the weirdest kid that I can remember. I don't know about high school. High school was different because I don't remember any like very weird. We had weird girls. We had some weird girls.
Really? Here, let me tell you about our hit list.
Okay.
So we know who it came from. We don't know like all the names that were on it or anything, but there were rumors going around that some people had seen it, and I don't know if they really did see it or if it was even real.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this dude, and the only time that I had ever had him in class before this, because this was in high school, I had him in fifth grade. And in fifth grade, he used to scare the shit out of me. Because this kid had severe anger issues. Like, one time he was mad and it was like diagnosed. He had real anger issues. He took medicine for it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you could see when he was getting mad because he was super white and his face would go really red when he got mad. And then you knew, okay, I need to back the fuck up because he's going to
start flailing.
Yeah. But we had these brick walls in Parker, which was the fifth grade, school. We had Parker Intermediate was fifth and sixth grade. And it was like this big ass brick 2-story building. And he would slam his head against the brick wall just repeatedly over and over and over again. We had to get evacuated all the time.
What a psycho.
But he had legit anger issues.
Did that not hurt his head? Was it not bleeding?
Hell yeah! It was bleeding all the time!
Oh my gosh.
But he would just fucking wham it. And my teacher would send us all out in the hallway and try and calm him down. And I'm like, oh God. But he's the one who made the hit list.
Wow. Couldn't have been a better candidate.
Yeah, he got suspended for the hit list, but I never saw it. I don't actually, like, I'm assuming that there was actually one because he did get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
But he also could have been suspended for something else, and we just made up the rumor that he made a hit list. Because nobody saw it. Or at least nobody that I knew personally could tell me that they saw it. But I wasn't friends with anybody he was friends with.
But so. You were number one on the list, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
No. Ain't nobody would kill this.
Yeah.
I'm kind. Okay. I was kind to him in fifth grade.
Where'd he go?
Well, I mean, we had so many classes. I didn't have him in any class after that.
Even in high school?
No.
Really?
Really.
So you just never seen him again?
I mean, I knew, I like saw him in the hallway and stuff, but right. I never had him in a class again after fifth grade.
Do you know of anyone's names who was potentially on there?
I mean, I'm sure the school bullies were, probably.
Who was the school bullies?
Gonna tell you,
but do you know in your head?
I know some, yeah.
Who are the ones that could possibly? You're like, yeah, he was probably on there.
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
Yeah,
that's funny.
I heard that there were some teachers on there too.
Oh yeah, for sure. You gotta have teachers on there.
I don't know. I heard that the principal was on there. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot. Like, I'm sure that he had some of the teachers on his list too. Because we had a lot, I mean, this is dumb to say, but we had a lot of female teachers that were, like, mean. And I think he was probably one of those that had, like, mommy issues.
Aw.
Yeah.
In high school, I had a lot of dude teachers.
Really?
But the first dude teacher, I did not have a single dude teacher until, I think, 8th grade is when I had my first male teacher. Nope, 7th grade tech ed. In tech ed, I had my first male teacher.
Really? Not even a middle school history teacher? Middle school math teacher?
All chicks.
Really?
But my first one was in 7th grade.
I think my first one was in 4th grade, which was like a history teacher.
My first one was in 7th grade, and then...
Social studies, I guess, instead of... I don't think they do history in 4th grade. It's like social studies. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Basically, that's just history with more words.
If you're not counting coaches, all of my coaches were dudes. I never had a girl coach.
Like a PE coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You can count those because, I mean, they're teachers.
Yeah, I'm not going to count them.
Baby, come on now. You're just trying to bust my balls, aren't you?
I'm just trying to, I mean.
You're trying to call me not a teacher.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to call you that. I'm just saying, like, if we're counting, like, core subject classes, then I never had a male teacher until...
Are you trying to tell me that physical education is not a core
class? Baby.
Then why does everyone have to do it?
Okay, fine. Fine. Yes.
You never get out of that. Like, you always have to go to PE, right? I mean, even in high school. You don't have to take... You never took, like, health and education or whatever? Health and school education?
After high school, you don't have to take you don't have to take PE. Or once you get in high school, you don't have to take PE anymore. Or at least you didn't in my school because
I
took
it. Did you take it, though?
Well, I took it my freshman and sophomore year. And then I didn't take it junior or senior.
What'd you take instead? Computers?
Probably.
Drama?
No, did not take drama.
Why not?
Because I wasn't a loser. Drama was for the losers.
Baby.
I'm serious. Did you take it? He took it.
I was in a play. You didn't remember that? I've told you this like a bunch of times, I'm sure.
Well, I've got brain damage. Short-term memory problems.
I should have done it more. I only did it once. I only did it 1 year. I should have done it 2 or 3 years. But I did it 1 year. I think you actually kind of had to. But you didn't have to be in the production. You could work behind the scenes or like do sets or stuff like that.
Because nobody wanted to be in it in your school. That's why they made you.
Yes, pretty much. Like if we couldn't do productions unless everyone was like had to take it 1 year or something like that. So like you had to take it 1 year so they had enough people to be in the plays.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because I don't think if it was voluntary, we might have though, because a lot of the people that
one person play.
Well, you could make it work. A lot of the people that were in the productions really really liked it. Like I know of a bunch of like I could probably think of like if there was only 20 people that every year they would have that. So they'd have 20 people to do the play or production. There was at least that many kids that liked to do it. And they weren't bad. I had fun in mind. We did It's a Wonderful Life. Hmm. So what they did, which was pretty cool, was that one semester, they flip-flopped the semesters. So the first semester, our people did the play. And the people that were, like, okay, the class had two, the main drama thing had two classes. So the first class does the play for December. Then the second class does the play for, like, spring. Mm-hmm. So the we did ours first. So the second class was doing all the sets and stuff. They painted, decorated, built the stuff for us, and we rehearsed and practiced the play itself. Gotcha. And then it flip-flopped after the...
Okay, I got it.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty...
Yeah, I don't think it sounds too bad, especially if you didn't have to be in the play and you could be, like, the producer or some shit.
Yeah. Line reader.
Yeah.
Like,
but...
line. And then you have to, like, you're supposed to say, go home.
They forgot that?
Yeah, they forgot their line. Oh, yeah, go home. Shit. That's their only line in the whole play, and they forgot it. It's a Wonderful Life was what we did. I was Uncle Billy.
Cool.
It's a Christmas thing. It was very fun. Very nice.
I was never in a play.
Yeah, you should have. It's a good experience.
Don't think I would have liked it.
You don't like acting?
No.
Think you could have been an actor?
My grandma used to make me act in the church plays.
Oh, no. I died in a car wreck. Oh, no. I lost my virginity. Now I'm pregnant and gonna die.
No, we did like the Christmas play.
Little Jesus in the Manger. Did you ever play Jesus?
No.
You got the hair for Jesus right now. What? Long and brown.
And frizzy.
Jesus had nice ass hair, all right? He used Pantene. Faux show.
Yeah. Pantene's screwing me right now.
Who's Pantene? I got to get them, beat them up. Stop. That's a pun, everybody. Actually, not a pun. What is that? Play on words.
Just a joke. I got a switch. It's making my hair oily.
Sorry for all the water noise, but
we're thirsty.
Your guy's thirsty up here. So this is really what I wanted to talk about. Like, we went on a kind of a tangent, but because I had something I wanted to talk with you about specifically, which was YouTube itself. So, what do you think about YouTube, Megan?
It's fine. You love YouTube for some reason.
Yeah, I knew we'd have a good big conversation about it.
I am not like a huge YouTube person. Like, when you're not here, I never watch YouTube. Never.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not here and I'm here, I'll watch like either New Girl or Grey's Anatomy. I'll watch like a show. Or I'll sit here and do not shit, because sometimes I do that too.
Which, that means that she's on her phone looking at Facebook for an hour.
Yeah, that. But I do not watch YouTube without you, really. And if I do, it's not very often. But I just don't... I mean, sometimes I like it. There's some stuff I like, but... I can't sit here and watch PewDiePie and I'm getting to where I strongly dislike PewDiePie.
Why?
He's just getting on my nerves.
Oh, there was a time that you liked him.
I did like him, but now
only certain videos that you like.
There's only certain videos, and he can get annoying when you watch him too much.
You think so?
You watch him a lot.
Yeah, I think he does have like certain things that he does when he plays, like, it's intentionally annoying. I think he plays the flute thing, he like banged the tambourine and all that stuff. It's like literally, like, you know.
Yeah, and I get that, like, some of his viewers really like it and it's annoying on purpose, but that doesn't mean I have to like it.
Right. Yeah,
but he's been getting on my nerves. I still really like Good Mythical Morning. I still really like that one, but you don't like that one as much anymore.
Well, I do. It's just, for some reason, their videos haven't been getting recommended as much, and that's how I find their videos and watch them, is if they get recommended and they really catch my eye and all that. But recently, it just hadn't been popping up, I don't think.
It's because you're not watching the ones when they do pop up.
I guess so, but I don't. I guess they're just, to me, they just don't stand out as ones that I would like to see.
Yeah, I like them more. So that's ones that I do watch without you now. I've started watching Good Mythical Morning without you sometimes because I just feel like you don't really like them.
I just don't click on it now.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I was
going to... And I like that emo guy.
Okay. Matt Cutstool?
Yeah.
Cutstool?
He's whatever. Fun for me. I like him.
Yeah, the emo's not dead guy.
Yeah, that's great. My favorite.
Yeah, he has some funny stuff. Like, that's his whole career right now. It's just the emo guy stuff. That's his whole brand. But what I wanted to ask about was, even growing up, like, did you ever watch YouTube? Like,
yeah.
Like nowadays you rather watch TV shows, but as a teenager, did you watch just the viral videos or like,
as a teenager, I still preferred TV and movies more than YouTube videos, but we were on YouTube a lot, but we pretty much just watched whatever was viral at the time. Like, you know, those songs, mm-hmm. That's what I would always go back to. I'd watch those songs, right. Like the Bed Intruder song and the
Midnight Beast and all that. I forgot that you were so into the song parodies.
Yeah, that's what I was really, really into back then, was song parodies and just any funny song, really. I was into that because I like music, you know?
Mm-hmm. The Shoes song?
I liked it for a while.
Bed Intruder song. I can't believe you brought that up. It's climbing in your windows,
snatching your people up.
What's that guy's name? Antonio?
I don't know. What was that other one? What was that one with the two guys in the car? I remember I watched that one so many times.
Oh, Asking All Them Questions?
Yeah, Asking All Them Questions. I loved that one.
Making Statements. Assuming.
I was really into that one, but that's what I was really into. Those were my go-tos.
Yeah, that was a big video.
Yeah.
Those guys should be still around.
And then I was watching, I was really watching like those food critics for a while.
Food critics?
Yeah. You know, like that guy that would go, damn, damn, damn.
No.
Whenever he ate something he liked.
I don't know.
I can't remember what his name was, but it was this big, big black guy. And he would go to all these places. He would go to like all these drive-thrus, and he would get something that he either somebody recommended to him or something like that. And he would eat it, and he'd always like it, and he'd be like, damn, damn, damn. It was funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I like the food critic. Some of the food critic people. Depends.
Yeah, but
that sounds funny. And you like,
that's kind of what I watched.
The only gaming thing you watched was Dashy?
Yeah.
Right? And did you watch any other gamers?
No. The only reason I watched Dashy was
because ex.
My ex watched him, and he watched other gamers. That was just the only one that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only one that I remember, really.
Yeah, and Peyton is all about YouTube. It seems like I think it's a growing thing with young people. It's just easier to digest content than watching a whole movie, or because when we were kids, you just watched movies or TV,
mm-hmm.
right? There wasn't YouTube. So we watched a lot of movies over and over again, or TV shows over and over again, which is different than YouTube. So it's so weird that, I mean, because she has movies and she has Netflix and stuff, but she just would rather do the YouTube or play the game, I guess. So it's gonna be strange in years later, like let's say in 10 more years, whenever there's just so much YouTube content, and that's what they're nostalgic for, and they remember more than any movies or TV.
Yeah, that'll be weird.
What do you have nostalgia for as a teenager or a kid?
I mean,
Pokemon is the only thing.
I'm I was really into Pokemon. I was pretty into Digimon as well. Not playing it really, just watching it. Except for that Digimon World 3, I was into that. That video game.
I don't know anything. I never even heard of that.
Digimon?
No, Digimon World 3.
It's just one of the games.
For what? DS?
No, it was on like the gray box. PlayStation, maybe? Regular PlayStation? PlayStation 1?
Oh, yeah, probably.
The gray box?
Mm-hmm.
It was on there. And then I was really into watching Spyro and Sonic. I liked Sonic Adventure 2 Battle a lot. And then my biggest thing when I was a kid, the thing I was into more than anything in the world, I was super into Powerpuff Girls.
Really? Super?
Yeah. Like, I had, I think, at least 4 birthday parties that were Powerpuff Girl themed.
Powerpuff Girls are awesome.
I loved Powerpuff Girls.
Me too.
I thought that I was Bubbles.
I liked Bubbles.
Me too.
She's my favorite one.
Okay. She's my favorite one.
Well, fine. Mine's Buttercup then.
Okay. You do that.
Buttercup. She is the tough one.
That's not how it goes.
Powerpuff saved the day.
Toughest fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Blossom, Commander, and the leader, Bubbles. She is the joy and the laughter, Buttercup. She is the toughest fighter, Powerpuff, save the day.
It's so funny how you say Buttercup.
Crime, trying to save the world. Here they
All right,
come
just here we go. You ready for this?
The Powerpuff
we're gonna
Girls.
Do, we're going to do our best The City of Townsville voice. Are you ready?
No, I can't do it that
Megan,
well.
Let me go. I'll go first. The city. Oh, God. That's bad. Hold on. Let me.
The City of Townsville.
That's good.
Thanks.
Now I can't remember how he really says it in my head. The City of Townsville is under attack by giant monsters.
Remember
the city of Townsville.
Remember when Buttercup like tried to be part of the gangrene game? Gangrene gang.
It's a tongue twister. Gangrene gang.
It's an alliteration.
Ooh. Alliteration?
Alliteration.
Oh yeah.
Alliterations are like tongue twisters. I'm not good at alliterations.
I'm not good at speaking, guys.
Anyway,
I remember that she had a crush on that slimy guy.
That episode always freaked me out. Like, it just seems weird because he's an adult. She is a child.
Yeah, he's like a teenage kid and she's like 10.
Yeah.
Wait, no, they're 5 because they're in kindergarten.
They're in preschool.
I thought they were in Miss Keene's.
Yeah, Pokeoke's kindergarten. I thought it was Pokeoke's preschool at first.
They're 5 years old. And they could be like 13. They're teenagers.
Are they? I always kind of thought of them as like 18.
No, because they still look kiddish. They're just big.
Mm. Like even Billy.
Which one? The fat one.
The
right?
Big fat one.
Yeah, but with his face, he's like, but he does have facial hair, huh? Like a weird, but like he could be like 16.
Ugh, it's gross. Yeah. I wish they wouldn't have made that episode.
Right. Does he like, and he kind of like, he doesn't like, he hits on her, right?
Yeah.
But basically just like as a distraction. Like
Ace hits on her a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. He makes passes at her like.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I don't like that episode. I wish they wouldn't have done that. I wish they wouldn't have gone in that direction.
Yep. That is kind of weird thinking back on it. But as a kid, you don't really think about
that. Yeah, as a kid, I didn't think about it. But now as an adult, I think about it often. I think about how fucking weird it is.
Yeah, and the devil guy used to freak me out a lot. Him.
Oh, yeah, him.
The Powerpuff Girls with this high-pitched voice.
Yeah, I could never figure out if he was a dude or not.
Dude look like a lady. Yeah, it's a dude. His name's him.
Yeah, I think he's just compensating for the fact that he sounds like a woman.
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of like it's a very progressive villain to have as like a cross-dressing boy that's a girl looking, you know, but feminine looking. just the way he talked always freaked me out. I loved Mojo Jojo. He's the greatest villain.
Yeah, I loved Mojo Jojo too. Remember the little amoeba brothers?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The blue amoeba brothers. Oh, that was good.
I forgot about them.
Man, I want to watch the Powerpuff Girls movie now.
I didn't really like it too much.
Oh, I loved it.
You know what always, you know the episode that always stands out to me?
Which one?
I think we've talked about this before, but when we talk about Powerpuff Girls, this is one that always stands out to me. There's one episode where they have candy, and the mayor gives them candy every time they solve a crime or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so they keep solving crimes and keep beating up bad guys. And I think they like hire Mojo Jojo to keep doing crimes.
I don't think I've seen that one.
And they hire him to keep doing crimes, and they show up and beat him up
so that they can get candy. That's
and
hilarious.
He starts to get mad though, because they keep beating him up, and he doesn't get anything except like just beat up. I don't remember what they give him to do it, but they make an agreement somehow. But then he steals the candy that they get as a reward, and he's like, "Ha ha, girls, I got all the candy." And then he like breaks all the candy or something like that, and the candy was like a drug to them. And so they go off, like freak out, and they beat Mojo Jojo up to like a bloody pulp. And it's like very disgusting, and they're beating him up, and he's like getting, you know how they have all that cartoon blood and stuff like that, and he has like his brain sticking out sometimes and all that. Like there's Mojo Jojo like just destroyed and beat up, and they're like, they're so mad, and they're like, I think finally Blossom's like, "Guys, what are we doing? Look at Mojo," and he's like, like disturbingly beat up. And they're like, "We did all this for the candy, and we beat up Mojo so bad." And then they finally like let go of the candy or whatever. They're like, "Okay, we don't need the candy anymore. It's not, you know," they figure out, of course, they right their wrong and at the end of the day. And then Mojo is in jail for some reason at the end of it. And then they're like celebrating with the mayor or something like that. And then it zooms in on Mojo Jojo in like the corner, and he's still all beat up, and he's like, oh, still like moaning. And I've always felt so bad for him. I was like, this dude is
destroyed. I don't think they aired that episode much, because I haven't seen that one.
I was like, I always thought it made me feel so bad for him. I was like, this guy is, he looks pitiful. I was like, poor Mojo Jojo.
Yeah.
I always felt bad for the villains that got beat up real bad in shows.
Not me. I'm like, y'all shouldn't be villains. I meant to.
I know. Give the finger, but she did like the rock.
No, I was meaning to like just do a fist.
Oh, she did the rock on sign instead. There was one other thing I was thinking about. Another villain, another time where a villain got beat up real bad and I felt bad, but I can't remember. It was in my it was in my head for 1 second and I forgot. Excuse me. But after we get done, I'll show you the clip of Mojo and you'll be like, oh my God. You'll understand my frustration.
I think they might have pulled that episode.
Maybe. Then there was one with Fuzzy Lumpkins, who played the banjo.
Yeah.
My dad always liked Fuzzy Lumpkins because he played the banjo, like
really?
My dad.
I do not like that guy.
Yeah, he thought it was funny.
Sorry to your dad.
Well, the only reason is because the banjo, because my dad plays the banjo.
Fuzzy Lumpkins got on my nerves.
He was a hillbilly guy.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That's why. I don't like hillbilly guys. Just kidding.
Sorry to my entire family.
I was kidding. It was a joke.
Yeah, I'm just kidding too. My family is not hillbillies. They're rednecks. then there was the episode with the Rowdy Rough Boys. They talk like this. Hey, girls, what are you going to do?
There was that roach guy.
Roach Coach?
Yeah.
I don't know. I made that up.
Yeah, that's his name though.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was a memory that it clicked with me when you said roach guy. It's like Roach Coach.
Yeah, he used to command all the roaches. He grossed me out.
I don't remember what he looked like.
He's like, just think of a white old man that you would think would have a lot of roaches in his house, and there you go.
Okay, I do kind of remember this, like vaguely in my head, I can picture it. Then there was the one episode with Bunny, where they tried to make another Powerpuff Girl something, and then it came out all fucked up.
She was purple and dumb.
Yeah, she said, but she was very strong, and then she died, and it was a very sad episode.
Yeah, poor Bunny.
And then the guy, the announcer guy at the end was like, and she saved the day. And but he was crying. I thought it was funny. So it was a good touch. You know, the other show that was amazing was Dexter's Lab.
I liked Dexter's Laboratory.
I love Dexter's Laboratory.
I didn't like it as much, but I did like it a lot. And I liked Ed and Eddie a lot.
Oh, I love Ed and Eddie. I can watch that right now. That's one of the reasons, like, we have our loose based plan to name our son Dexter.
But also because of Dexter, the TV show.
I know. So there's Dexter Morgan and there's Dexter from Dexter's Lab. Those are both great characters that mean a lot to us. Well, you know,
Dexter. Not the murder part. I'm not a murderer. I just love
Megan loves murder.
I do not love murder.
She loves murderers.
I like the show Dexter a lot. It's probably one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. And are you excited for a new season?
I'm so excited.
What are they going to do?
I have no idea.
I thought Dexter was a bearded man in the woods now.
He is. I don't know what's going to happen.
And everyone died around him, right? His sister died for sure.
I can't remember. I need to watch Dexter again before they release it.
The police chief guy died for sure, right?
I don't know.
The police girl guy.
I've only watched it through twice.
Did that black guy die? The surprise motherfucker guy? Surprise motherfucker.
I don't know.
Johnny Bravo? Huh? You like Johnny Bravo?
No, hated Johnny Bravo.
Oh, I love Johnny Bravo.
You would.
Yeah, that's a man. It's not a man. That's like a little boy show. Very much for little boys. Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Yeah.
Starring Courage the Cowardly Dog?
I liked that one. Sometimes it scared me, though.
Yeah, I was a little too old to be scared, but there was always the Return the Slab guy who scared me. Then there was this one time with there was a weird, like, fetus monster thing that was, like, in one split second of, like, a dream sequence that Courage had that you can clip. There's so many clips of this on YouTube, but of him, like, saying, like, he says something super creepy, like, "You're not enough," or something like that. Or, like, "Am I enough?" It's something weird. I got chills thinking about it because it's very, very creepy. I'm going to find it and play it for you guys, the clip. Megan, vamp.
Vamp. How many days until Christmas? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we...
Shoot.
What if I just typed in Courage the Cowardly Dog? Fetus. Oh, God. All right, so here's the...
Thought you were saying Phoebus. Thought they were bringing Pokemon into this.
Here's the clip. He says, "You're not enough. Or you're not perfect."
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, Courage was scary for me as a child. Not, like, super scary, but some of the episodes really scared me.
Yeah, that was pretty... See, I don't actually even remember that from watching it, like, as a kid. But
I do.
I always remember this little floating... Like, this is a Watch Mojo meme, but it says... The top 10 scariest Courage the Cowardly Dog episodes. And it has that one where there's that weird floating moon face guy.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. Remember the Courage story?
Mm-hmm.
Courage as a pup? Aw. Yeah. That was great. Then there was the weird... this was like this episode was about like the weird face girl that has a white face. It was about her being like in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. Like Courage tries to save her. Like the guy comes home and Courage is like there and he's like seeing him like attack her basically. And then I think she wears this mask, but underneath she's like a dog person or something like that. But she always puts this mask on. But this guy made a good video, Mad to Express, if you want to look that up. Perhaps the darkest courage the Cowardly Dog episode ever created. I've watched this video before. It's a good video. Yeah, there's some classic shows. Classic old school Cartoon Network. I know a lot of people love the new stuff, like Chowder and Steven Universe and like Adventure Time. Do you ever watch Adventure Time?
No, I haven't watched Chowder or whatever the hell or Adventure Time.
I watched one episode of Adventure Time. I think I would really like it if I watched it, but I think I was just a little bit too old when it came out to get behind it, like to really watch it. The one episode I watched, I thought was pretty funny. There's an episode where like this cow thing like explodes or something. Mm-hmm. Like the whole episode is about this cow thing. Like it's a balloon or cow balloon or something like that. And they do this thing. The whole episode is to like save this thing. At the very end, it just floats up and pops. Hmm. And that's the end of the episode. And it's like, it's kind of sad because you're like, oh my God, they did all this work and they...
I spent 30 minutes of my life on this.
Right. And it just dies. And that's the end of it. It's very sad. Someone made a... Freaky Fred. Remember Freaky Fred? He didn't look that freaky in the show, but...
Yeah.
He was like shaving courage. to get... Naughty.
Ew, quit.
And then...
Ew, no.
I found another opportunity to be very naughty.
I hate that.
And he's like shaving courage for some reason. That's funny. How much time was past, Meg? Check that thing.
57 minutes.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize we talked this long.
I did.
Did you? I had fun, though. I liked it.
I liked it, too. It was fun.
Ooga booga booga. Did that scare you?
No.
Oh.
That's that mask, right?
Yeah, you dumb dog.
You made me look bad.
Here's the... Remember the fungus? This is what we're talking about, the fungus thing. Like, we're going to knock over Florida, see? Yeah, we're going to knock over Florida. What's Florida? They had, like, the New York... So it started off on Eustace's foot, I think, and then Courage licked it all off. Like, remember he tickled them, and then he got the fungus on his tongue. All right, so that was our little chat about Courage the Cowardly Dog and
others
and Powerpuff Girls and all that fun stuff and YouTube and stuff like that. So hit me up if you want to be on the podcast; it'd be so cool.
Please hit him up. Please.
Megan's getting tired of being on here with me.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, please, so that you have somebody else too. It's right. For you. It's Thanks, not for baby. Me.
Oh, that's so sweet. So we can have some content. Let's get some content out there with some other creators.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hit me up in the DMs. You really can't. There's no DMs on YouTube. Hit me up in the not Twitter comment. Hit me up in the YouTube comments. Say, yo, I'm a creator. I'll talk with you for a little bit. And then like this video. Subscribe, please. We're trying to get to 1,000 subs on this channel. We'll get there before too long. We've almost made 100 since we've been starting. So that's cool. Almost gained 100. And cool. We're still climbing every day.
Every day.
All right, that's all we got. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Next 2 weeks from now. We do one every 2 weeks now. 1 week is... Oh, yeah. We have One Piece podcast coming up. We got vlogs, videos coming up. All that fun stuff. So, if you're not subscribed, you better frickin' do it. You don't want to miss out on this good stuff.
Or if you just want to, you can do it. You don't... You have to listen to the main one.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.